We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, another tight ball game for the Heat. We just might as well just tell Heat fans, just check out the last 6 to 7 minutes and we'll see what happens, because every game is tight, and they were down and looking like that thing was going to be over. And all of a sudden, Tyler Herro's got a wide-open corner three and misses a shot, which would have won the game after they were down five. And Max Strus comes back and hits a three-point shot. But another crazy game last night as the Heat go down 106-104, as you just heard. And last night, Jimmy Butler, 5 of 13, Kyle Lowry. Woody, this Kyle Lowry thing, kind of talked about before the year started. I said he's going to have some games where he's really good, and he's going to have some games where he looks his age or older.
Well, I think where he was at the end of that game is,
man,
kind of shows you what they're,
well, they're not playing
what they're
him.
Thinking of him.
Just
yeah.
Not, just not playing
rides
him.
The bench.
And Spo comes up with, you know, Spo never just says he can't do any. I mean, Spo, you know, always kind of puts the positive spin on it and everything. 24 minutes last night for Kyle Lowry.
Well, he's a liability on both ends now, which is the real problem. I mean, they're showing defensive film of him, and he's missing stuff. And he
offensively
just brings nothing to the table, so.
1 for 7, 3 points last night for Kyle Lowry, who, again, 24 minutes. They're just going to start playing other guys and saying, I don't think they can move him before the trade deadline. Can you imagine somebody pick? They're going, well, maybe somebody like the Clippers would pick him up. And I'm like, this
what
year
kind
or next
of value
year?
Does that guy have, man?
I don't know. By the way, let me ask you a question. It's kind of a weird one. So Jimmy Butler wasn't his aggressive self last night, ended up 5 of 13 for 10 points. And I'm just throwing this out there. You think he's a little salty he didn't make the All-Star? Is an All-Star game that big a deal to Jimmy Butler? Or is it like, man, honestly, I need the rest? I didn't really want to. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he's missed a ton of regular season games.
Yeah,
I can't
imagine
he wants to go and play in a scrimmage game or an exhibition game like that.
So I believe the reserves are picked by the head coaches.
Look, man, there are a bunch of guys that could have gotten in that didn't.
I can't imagine
it matters to him, but I don't know.
I don't know, but Jimmy, I just thought, you know, would have been the first guy. And bam,
so you
of course.
Think he was pouting last night?
No. I just think you're a little, you know, just kind of, wow, that's what the other head coaches in the NBA think, you know. And look, they're not having a great year. It's not like they got the one or two best records in the Eastern Conference. But and by the way, he could still get on, right? So they're going to probably, Kevin Durant's probably, if he wants to.
Well, doesn't the ego kick in at some point where you're like, I don't want to be alternate?
I don't know how that works.
I mean, maybe you get paid. I assume you get paid something to be there, but I don't know.
Well,
he doesn't look like he's hurting
for
money.
They're not going for free, but they're not getting a game paycheck either. I'm with you on that one. So anyway, that was the story. And bam, 32 points last night, and Tyler Herro 25, except for that damn three that didn't go down at the end of the game, which would have allowed him to come back. What a comeback that would have been! Hell, I think they were down 10 or 11 in the fourth quarter there, on their way to coming back in that game. All right, so he'll be back in action against Milwaukee before coming back home. And then a lot of Super Bowl talk next week. The NHL All-Star Game is also All-Star Weekend. Skills and then the games. And those guys are out doing a lot of stuff, and so it's great. It's good exposure for the NHL as well. We have all that stuff. And Mark Super Duper is going to join us coming up at 8:20 this morning. We'll talk to Duke with all this stuff going on. Of course, the other news, Vic Fangio officially is now, no, really, the defensive coordinator. It looks like he's going to finish, and why wouldn't you? If you're the consultant with the Eagles, why the hell would you leave that group right now and not wait to see what happens in this championship game? And by the way, I'm sure they want him around. So I just think it's a boy. You talk about maybe the best assistant get, one of the tops ever. I can't go back to the 70s, but man, this is a great get for a guy with a big time resume that's done it to get him is a big get for this defense. And it tells me also he's going to have a lot of say-so on the defensive guys they draft as well as free agents. Vic has been around and knows everybody in the league. He's not new at this. He's been around, been a defensive coordinator on some different teams. He's had great success. This should really help the pass rush and really help the coverage. And so hopefully that'll be it. The other news, of course, and this one surprised me. Completely did not see this one coming. The lead offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins, Matt Applebaum, has been released of his job. And, of course, he was helped during the year, and I know we talked about this. Frank Smith, who's also the offensive coordinator, doesn't call the plays, but is the offensive coordinator, helped set up the game plan, who's been around a long, long time, also worked with the offensive line. But Matt Applebaum ends up. And, by the way, they were a lot better than they were a year ago. I want to say that to Matt, like, hey, Matt, step back with the injuries and all that stuff. And thank God you had Armstead and Connor Williams come in, or that thing would have you'd have been dependent on, been a little shaky with the other guys. And folks, I gotta tell you this, and I don't mean in a negative way. This is just the truth. I don't care what anybody tries to spin it over at the organization. I don't know if Eichenberg and Jackson can play. I don't know if they can play at a high enough level. First of all, when they did play, it was questionable, and they're injured. Eichenberg missed half a season. Jackson missed basically the whole season. Came in for two games and got injured. Hell, bring back Brandon Schell. I'm guessing now we're going to draft a guy too, Woody. I guess you keep drafting these guys and hoping to find another guy in there to go with Armstead and Connor Williams and Robert Hunt. The three guys that have been solid, even though Armstead even missed four games this year. So, wanted to get all that stuff out there. And I don't want to get into all the numbers again, but we're a lot better. We went from 3.5 per carry to 4.3. We just didn't run the football as much. I had to get that in, or what? I couldn't let that go.
Well, I appreciate you killing time to not have to address the elephant in the room. So that's
well, go
good.
Ahead.
That's good.
Go ahead. I want to hear.
No. Target the offensive line is struggling.
I'm done. Go ahead. I want to hear.
What?
I told a story about my dinner last night with my wife that ended up not being a dinner. Hell, I didn't even get a glass of water. I didn't get anything. And we left. And I took full responsibility.
So people are blaming, one person blamed the hostess or the what was the guy's name, Roberto?
He didn't even come out. He didn't even know about the whole thing. That guy came. The guy's in the back or whatever he's doing or helping.
The people at the restaurants, they said they shouldn't have put someone out there who was an emotional wreck.
Yeah, he's trying to make excuses.
How bad was it? Like, was she like on the verge of tears and you just like jumped in? You're like, I got to help this poor girl?
Yes. I don't know if it was mad, but something was really bothering her. Yes.
Like, I don't have my plate.
And I have
my
children.
My plate isn't full enough. I got to jump into this and see what's going on.
Well, I have three daughters. One,
yes, I've heard.
One in her 30s and two in their 20s. So okay. I have dealt with this. Not great. I haven't done a great job with the girls. I've done a great job with my son. It's just the three girls. I get an F, D plus, and a D plus.
I wouldn't say that, man.
No, seriously.
No, your daughters are very.
I'm
nice.
Very. I know they are, but
you had something to do with not much, but something to
no,
do.
No, the
with
moms,
it
the mothers. Yeah. Yeah. The mothers have all been fantastic.
They're very, very nice kids.
Mothers are great. It's just me.
Salisbury steak.
Oh, stop with that. What else do you have?
I
you
think that, go that ahead, was just a ahead. Shot. You don't order that when you go out.
No, I had it a lot as a kid.
Salisbury steak.
Haven't had the frozen one? You know, everybody's had that frozen.
Oh, what do they call that dinner?
Bad.
No, they do. They
really
have
hungry.
It's in a blue. It's in a blue
really,
box.
Really hungry.
Hungry. Is it Hungry Man?
No, it's,
is that
called,
what it's called.
I'm really hungry. I'm going to eat this. I don't care. What else you have coming
I think
in?
It's called Hungry Man.
Right.
4 o'clock Century Village. The Weston bus. Do you take a bus out to dinner?
That's wrong, man. What's wrong with people? That's me.
By the way, maybe you should consider taking separate cars now. When you guys go out, like maybe she meets you there since you
Woody,
guys seem to not have. Always
Woody, I
got to
tell you, I know part of it is I'm set my ways, but I have never offended three women in that amount of time. I've had a room of family members and said some stuff and everybody cleared out and was upset. I don't want to get into that. That would really get it stirred up today. Some about somebody in my family getting married and I thought it was a mistake and it was none of my business. Okay. Stuck my foot in my mouth on that one.
Don't you just like, hey, let people be happy? You don't,
yeah,
you
so,
don't do that.
But this one last night was just a surprise. Like, what'd I just do? And by the time I looked up, my wife was about 7 steps ahead of me. She was wide open. What else you have?
Brutal, man. By the way, this is funny. This guy says his 36-year-old wife has 3 tickets for the Taylor Swift show in Atlanta and refuses to sell them for a few thousand each. Drives me crazy.
I got kids. They're flying. My daughter's friends are flying out of town to see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, she's not doing shows everywhere.
Well, you're the idiot that said nobody wants to see her.
People want to see her depressing music in person. That's great. I mean, I
what do you mean her music's depressing?
Doesn't all of her songs are about getting broken up with, aren't they? Doesn't
well, everybody's
breaks
got
up with her because she's impossible to deal with. Probably
everybody. Oh, so now you know her.
Well, I'm guessing.
So
it's
you're
her
so
fault.
Easy to be married to and be with.
No, but
man, how can you take shots at somebody you don't even know? You're taking shots at Taylor Swift, who's got 9,000 hits. And if she's so bad, how come she fills up every stadium and arena around? I do like her stuff.
Listen, hopefully next week I will have Beyonce tickets to sell you, okay?
I'm not going to Beyonce.
I know you're not. People in your family are. And I know you're going to have to get them tickets.
I don't have to. She get her own.
Well,
she can get her own tickets.
Tell her to call me. All right.
What's that little laugh you always do?
You scored a hat trick. Another one says they have a table waiting for you at the Golden Corral.
I used to eat at Golden Corral.
I don't mind Golden Corral, actually.
That's not a shot.
Well, they probably serve Salisbury steak. That's why.
Oh.
Was it like $10 for the
buffet? I don't know, Woody.
They have those around anymore?
The buffets?
No, Golden Corral. You know what's really sad? I haven't been to a buffet since like the whole COVID thing went down.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Yeah.
They were big when I was a kid when my dad goes, come on, we're taking a family on Sunday for dinner to the buffet over at whatever was the name of it.
Sushi buffets are like my favorite things in the world to go to. I haven't been.
Oh, they're the worst. They suck. That's the worst thing you could have. See, that's how you sounded with Taylor Swift.
Don't steal my stuff, bro.
Jeez. All right, listen, man, we got to go to break here.
Bro.
Furthermore, I don't care. Listen, I don't care what any of you guys said. I messed up. I was honest. I came clean. And it's over. It's done. I don't care. I hope y'all got a great laugh.
How did she look? Someone wants to, well, multiple people want to know.
She didn't look happy.
No, you know what I mean. She's good looking.
She's okay.
Okay.
Age somewhere between all my daughters. Age? Thought that experience would come in handy last night. It didn't work. I said the wrong thing. Timing. It's all timing. It's what you say. Some people have great timing to say things and the right thing. And oh my God, that was so nice. You just randomly threw that out and you made me feel so good. I don't have that. That doesn't. Super Dupe's got it. Mark Duper's going to join us next, man. He's out running a 4.28 right now. He'll be with us in just a second. Right now, I want to talk to you about Valentine's Day. Don't mess it up. And if you've messed up and you've offended that special person in your life, get to Beverly's Jewelers quickly like I have for the last 30-plus years. Everything. Hearts. Anything with hearts. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings. Anything that says I love you for Valentine's Day or an anniversary or birthday or the combo coming up, go to Beverly's Jewelers. They got something for everybody. Leader in certified earth mine and lab-grown diamonds. Huge selection. Unbeatable prices. You get that low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. So as Valentine's Day is jumping up here real quickly on us, make sure you go in there. They got certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets. Why buy online? Don't go, that thing looks real nice and you get it a couple days later and it looks like right out of a Cracker Jack's box. Don't do that. They got no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise, but they got everything you need for that special anniversary, that birthday, and Valentine's Day. You can score big. Tell them what you want to spend. They'll find something for you there that's really nice. Beverly's really does make it easy. They got GIA graduate gemologist. And let's talk about that diamond engagement ring, that special ring. I need the perfect diamond. I need the perfect setting. That's what Beverly's, one of their many specialties. There really are where South Florida gets engaged. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Huge store with real nice people. Again, make sure you have a great experience for Valentine's Day. Visit bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, man. It really is where South Florida gets engaged and finds...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The perfect Valentine's gift. Wow, we used to hear that a lot when this dude used to score, which was a lot. Mark Duper, Miami Dolphin great. Wide receiver who's got a big day tomorrow, we'll tell you all about as he joins us this morning. Super Dupe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine, man. I'm with O.J. McDuffie and Bob Brzezinski, and you're messing up my golf game.
Oh, my God. I hope you're not playing for – well, you know what? You're pretty safe because O.J.'s got that bad slice. Does he still have that bad slice he had before?
Well, I don't know. We'd be playing his ball right now.
Hey, Dupe, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you real good.
Okay, hey, listen, we got to jump into a lot of stuff. First of all, the Marx Brothers are back together. I wanted to make sure we pump that thing up tomorrow. You'll be at the shops at Pembroke Gardens at Sinbad Sports. Yeah. And you and Mark Clayton will be out there together. And so it's a great opportunity for people to come out and get autograph signings and take some pictures. Just go to sinbadsports.com and get information and tickets and everything. You'll be there from 12 to 2 tomorrow. How often do you guys get together?
Well, first of all, Clayton and I always communicate with each other on the phone. And every chance we get, like we're doing things or promotions and stuff, we get together. Like, we go out. Like, we went to the 49ers game. It's just, you know, every chance we get. You know, you live in Texas, you know. Shit, I'm in Florida. I ain't
right.
In Florida. Florida's where it's supposed to be at.
Hey, Dupe.
Go ahead.
Dupe, I was just going to say, so Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, I think, was the best thing. This is going to sound crazy that ever happened for you and Clayton, because people are going back to last time we had great number one receivers together, and it was you two guys. And so I got young people asking me, hey, what was Super Dupe like, and what did he do, and how fast was the guy? And I saw some highlights. That dude was wide open, and Clayton, and Do you feel that way a little bit, having those guys have some success? It's kind of got people talking about what happened in the 80s and 90s with you two.
Oh yes. You know, Joe, like I told you, man, I've never been so excited about going to the game for this year when they got these guys together. And it's very good, you know. I mean, I like to see the receivers go out there and make plays and make a lot of plays and catch a lot of balls. I think that, you know what, they're going to have some fun for the next 4 years that they're together. They're going to enjoy themselves and do a great job. They are good receivers, you know. And, I mean, let me rephrase that. I don't say good. They're great receivers.
Yeah.
But Mark Clayton and Mark Duper was super receivers. We knew how to get open. You know, it's the difference between fighting for a ball or just saying, shit, I hope I catch this ball, man. I'm wide open.
Right.
That's the difference.
So anyway, hey, Dupe, I want to ask you, you make a great point, and you've been a proud guy about just how good you guys are. Did you look at the amount of targets? You ever look at targets that these guys get, these number one receivers now? 160 to 170 targets a season?
Whoa. That's a lot of targets. That is a lot of targets. That's about what? About 10 to 15 balls a game?
That's a lot. Well, that's 10-plus for sure. What do you
right.
think you average? If you were to go back on 83, 84, 85 when you guys were setting record numbers, what are you guessing you got per game, you and Clay?
Okay, now on the average, okay, that the highest I ever caught, it was like 71 balls, I guess, 72 balls a season. And that was in 10 games. That's when I first started because, you know, that's when we took Durya Harris and when they switched Dan.
Right, for Woodley, right.
Woodley, yeah. But Joe, I say on the average, I probably average about maybe 3 to 4 balls a game.
Come on, that's it?
Well, you go check it out, Joe. Why would you think I tell a story like that?
Well, Clayton, no. By the way, Clayton said 5 or 6 yesterday. I was like, you know,
Clayton got more balls because he played more position than me.
Yeah.
You know that, Joe.
No, I always thought you guys got 6, 7, 8 passes a game. No.
Man, Joe, we had some times that we don't get a target until in the fourth quarter, third quarter when it's really, really needed, when y'all didn't do your job. then it come to the Moss brothers. You know that.
Yeah, right. Hey, but the difference was, you and Clayton had a way in the huddle of making it real clear to everybody, like, let's get the ball. Hey, you mind? Look who I'm playing against. Are you going to throw this thing to me? I always thought it was so entertaining when you go at it with Dan and get him so frustrated in the huddle. Well, you and Clayton complain at the same time, Dupe. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is that what's so bad about it that, okay, they got – the average they targeted two receivers, but man, we had so many targets. We had great tight ends. We had a Joe Rose, we had a Bruce Hardy, we had a Jan Johnson, we had a Farrell Elmer, and then also we had the Nat Moore.
Yeah, Nat. That's right.
And then also we had Tony.
Tony. You know, oh my God! Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he spread that ball around a lot. It wasn't just two players. We had a lot of great receivers and tight end on our team. That's why we were so successful, and that's why we grabbed about it. We talked about it when we weren't getting the ball, but when you win in games the way we won games, Joe, you can't go wrong.
No, it's hard to complain. You're right. It's hard to complain when you're winning. Hey, Duke, fastest 40-yard dash. Everybody keeps talking about at whatever point. I don't care where it was. What's the fastest 40 you remember running? I know you were world class. 100-meter fast, but what was the fastest 40?
On grass, I ran a 4.25.
Wow.
On grass. Yeah. So, and you know, our equipment wasn't nearly like the equipment that they have today.
So, you just wanted to get that in, too. Like, kind of like.
I had to give it. Yeah.
You ran on a dirt track, and they were running on a springy, this new rubber stuff they have track, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Man, if I. When I never forget when I went to the combine in Detroit when they had those combines in Detroit, and Coach Shula made me run about About 440.
Really?
I ran. Yeah. You know, I loosened up. I ran a 4.31, a 4.29, 4.29, and you know, and he said, and he was looking. He said, hey, he said, can you do that again? And I said, sure. You know, I just got off the track field, man.
Right.
I'm ready to roll.
Yeah.
You know. And then he told me he got a quarterback and said, I want to see you catch. I was out running all the balls. The quarterback that couldn't reach, get the ball down the field to me. So he said, I need to see you catch a ball over your shoulder. And I said, okay. So I'm running down the field, you know. I done ran about eight to take off because nobody else was running.
Right.
Because all those receivers was number one and number two draft choice anyway.
Right.
And so I ran, and the ball was underthrown. So I said, man, I can't do this no more. So I leaned way back, and I let the ball go over my head and catch it over my shoulder, and then just took off, and Coach Shula liked it that. And that's the story.
So, Duke, is it true you didn't play high school football? Is that true or no?
No, Joe, I only played 1 year of college, man. Where you been, man?
I didn't know that. Dupe, your hands were so good when I remembered you. I was shocked to find this out. I go, there's no way. He caught everything in his hands, and the guy had great hands. Because usually, you know, he's got track hands. You know, means he can run fast, but he can't catch. Like a lot of track guys, as you know, have tried football, and it hasn't worked out. But you came right in like a natural.
Right. Well, the thing is, Joe, you know, like to say practice helps. Well, practice make perfect, but practice don't make perfect. It helps. But, you know, Joe, I stayed with Joe Ferguson. He used to play for the Buffalo Bills.
Because
I was supposed to get drafted for the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
But Shula went up in the second round and picked me, and nobody really knew why he was doing that. Because they say, don't you remember when they had the draft, to say, the Dolphins 52 pick, Mark Duper. And my brother still had that tape, and they was looking, Mark Duper, Mark Duper, Mark Duper. Who is Mark Duper?
Wow, so nobody had any idea. They were trying to find film of you running a takeoff or something. They couldn't find anything.
Nothing.
Wow.
I caught 24 passes, and 7 of them was touchdowns.
Wow.
That's my college career in football.
Is that true? Your relay team in college was the fastest team in the country. Is that true?
Oh, we beat everybody. We beat everybody. We hold a record, 39. I think it was 39.23 national. The NCAA record. We hold that for about 10 years, Joe.
What leg did you run on that track team?
Oh, I run ankle. You know.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised since you almost.
They always put the fastest man on ankle.
Of course they do. That's why you ran. You know, you're the first guy I ever play with, and I was with Wesley Walker, and he never said, he goes, Dan, when I'm even, I'm leaving. And so everybody goes, uh-oh, he's even. Get it out there because he's leaving, man. That was great. Great stuff.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, listen, Duke, man, listen, mm-hmm. Get back with OJ and Brew, and make sure Brew picks up lunch at his place today for you and OJ, and have a good one, man. Tomorrow, 12 to 2 at the Shops at Pembroke Gardens. Sinbad Sports, the Marx Brothers, will be together signing and taking pictures, man. Dupe, it's always great talking to you, brother.
I can run a full six right now, Joe.
That's a lie.
A full seven.
There's no way. You are like 5'3 or 5'4. I told you that, man.
Oh, I know I can. I know I can go under five.
You cannot run in your 60s right now. I've seen you. There's no way you can run under five flat.
All right, let's make a little bet.
I'm going to bet. You know what? I'll do it on the cruise. I'm going to be on that cruise with you. I'm going to get you liquored up, and we're gonna mark that off. There's no way.
No, you know what? We're going to mark 40 yards on the cruise, and guess what? We're going to run the 40 and see how fast I can run it.
All right.
See ya.
How many drinks do you need in you? Because you're going to pull a muscle. Your wife's going to be mad at me. Okay. We'll do that. Dupe, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. You take care. Going back to golf.
All right, bud. Mark Duper. Mark Super Duper. I just love that guy, man. His stories. Huh? I didn't know the stories. I looked it up last night. Now I'm embarrassed. I got to ask old Dolphin fans. I didn't know he didn't play high school football. 1 year. Most of those track guys never work out. He worked out. Wow, did he work out. Hey, welcome back here on a Friday where I find out all the guys are out golfing today in a charity golf tournament. We got All-Star Weekend festivities tonight and tomorrow. A lot of good stuff going on here in town. The Heat on the road for another road game coming up with Milwaukee after the loss last night to the Knicks. And so we do have a lot of stuff going on. And then next week belongs to the Super Bowl, as we'll start hearing about everything possible from Kansas City to Philadelphia. There's no question about that one, and trying to figure out. And of course, you know, Mike Florio will join us in 9 o'clock hour like he always does. Want to thank Super Dupe outside of Kirsten a couple of times. So how's this the machine work? Can you explain that to everybody?
You serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
because I thought you just dumped him because he said
no, I would never do that.
He said the S word a couple times.
He did. So like after we dumped hit the dump button twice, we become live.
Oh,
and that
so it just
shuts off all the phone lines.
Boy, I didn't know that thing's guarded to protect against cursing like that.
Well, like you said during the interview, you don't care because you don't get in trouble because you're immune to punishment here. So I'm glad you feel that way. And
I don't have anything back here to.
Yes, you do. But like you said you don't get in trouble. I do, and it's nice of you to throw me under the bus. But
listen, today
I deserve it. Apparently,
listen.
I've been egging you on with this whole thing that you messed up with. But
no, I just think you enjoy things a little bit too much.
Oh, some like ridiculously dopey texter is like, oh, Joe is a treasure, and we love him, and he's like. I don't know, something about you're emotionally invested in Joe, just like the Dolphins by extension, some guy said. Like, what the hell is he talking about? Doesn't change the fact that you made a ridiculous scene at a restaurant.
I think that's going a little too far. I had no idea the thing was going to blow up that way, to be fair.
I don't have anything to do with it.
No. You laughed a little bit.
It's hilarious.
Nobody.
You didn't have to share it.
I didn't think you'd have
to come in here this morning and air out your dirty laundry here.
I didn't think it was that big a deal.
You could have talked about Vic Fangio and the offensive line, whatever else you wanted to talk about all
I
morning.
Didn't think it was that big a deal. I don't think it's that big a deal. Somebody's having a bad day, you know.
It's not that big a deal. It became a big deal when your wife, stormed out of the restaurant.
I said that. I told you that.
Come with me or find your own way home. That's, probably embarrassing. By the way, where are people with their video cameras when this is happening? Like, can't someone, help us out here?
Why do you think that's you're always you would love nothing more than to see me walking out seven steps behind my maybe more. Might not have been seven steps, might have been more. As I was telling the waitress, I won't be needing anything tonight. We're leaving.
No, look, man, everyone's got problems going on at home, but like your stuff is just so unbelievably self-inflicted.
Yes.
Like,
how do you change that after all these years? Woody, can you change?
Just no, you engage people in public. There's no question about it. And you're good at it. People like talking to you. It's a nice thing.
Most of the time.
You don't want to be, I'm
my problem.
Like to say I'm socially awkward in public, which I guess to an extent I am, but
you don't make small talk, which
talk
by the
people,
way,
ever.
And Jimmy Cephalo and I talk about this all the time. Jimmy says the same thing. Like, can you just walk by people? Or do you feel like you got to stop and talk? And he's right. I said, no, you're right. And that's how I get in trouble, because he has seen me through the years get in some trouble too, where if I just walk by and don't say anything and keep walking, but.
No, but you do a really, for the most part, again, like this thing, I think you stepped, out of line. I don't know why you would try to involve yourself in someone else's problem. But you do a really nice job engaging people in public. It's nice that you do that. People want to talk to you.
My biggest problem is with my daughters. And that offends my wife. That makes her mad when they're upset. So they like to jab me a little bit, and I jab back a little bit and say something. And they go, what are you trying to say? And then it starts. And it was I've seen that reaction that I got from this young girl last night. It's just that it ran into the manager. And it ran into my wife. And the wife said, I'm not going to sit here like this. This is embarrassing. What just happened? And now the lady comes up to ask you what happened, to see if you were like rude to her. Is that why she left?
I just like what you told me. You were like, I was going to tell her to hang in there. Like, who are you, man? Like, are you a motivational speaker?
everybody's
a therapist dead. Or something? Like, whatever. Hang in there?
Should have never said it. Whatever. However I said it exactly was just didn't work.
Do you have to carry her purse out? Someone asked.
No, she was long gone. I didn't have a chance. Purse. Hey, when I tell you, when I said she was seven steps, she was a lot more than seven steps out in front. And by the way, you know how people stare at you a little bit, that look, that tables, you know, they're kind of eating, then they kind of look up and they give other, they bump into the other one they're eating with to kind of, you look at this show. I didn't care at that point. The embarrassment was done, Woody. It really didn't matter.
You want a couple of quick texts here?
Not really, but
go
ahead.
Are you going to talk about the offensive line?
No, I'm not going to talk. There's nothing else to be said. Hope Matt's doing well.
Well, this is good here. This guy says, bigger disappointment for Joe this year. Byron Jones, Austin Jackson, or Joe's tableside manner?
Byron Jones by himself. I've never had that happen. What happened last night was like what happened to Byron Jones. Have you ever heard of a guy coming back ready for the opener and doesn't play the whole season? That's a first. That's never happened. I've never heard of that happening. I mean, we've picked up guys to come in, and they practice one or two days and pull a muscle. I've seen that, and they never play for us. That's nothing. Byron Jones? Hey, by the way, what about this one? What about if Fangio goes, no, I really like Byron Jones. Let's keep him. If Vic Fangio wants to keep Byron Jones, he's going to be here. I don't think it'll happen, though. Can't get on the field? Oof, I don't know. Go ahead, give me one more.
So
go ahead.
Said Joe, try liver and onions, followed by a slice of carrot cake for your next 4 p.m. dinner. Delicious. Yours, senior citizens.
First of all, I'm not eating any liver. That's never going to happen. As you get older, you get taste buds for certain things and an appetite for certain things you don't mind that maybe you didn't like as a kid and kind of like it more as you've gotten older. But I can tell you one thing that's never going to taste good is liver. There's nothing you can do to liver to make it taste good. We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio going to join us from Pro Football Talk. And Ross Tucker will join us as well. We'll talk a little NFL with Ross Tucker, who does a lot of national radio, does CBS TV, and also does the Eagles preseason game. So we'll have him coming up and talk to him a little bit later on as we jump into this 9 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to tell you about Nasseria. Oh, I love talking about Nasseria. And this weekend, you've been talking about New Year resolutions, right? All right, here we go. What do you got planned? For those guys out there that are struggling, always tired, and said, man, I got to try something different. I got to do it. Yeah, you need to go to Nasseria and meet with Dr. Alex Alonzo and his professional team over there and let them put you on a program, hormone replacement therapy program. Tell them what your goals are. I just want to say this to everybody, and it's hard. Like, not all men like to talk about this. If you're struggling with your energy, which means you're probably struggling in your sex life, which means you're probably gaining weight. If some of those problems are really starting to bother you and you like to lose weight, you like to have more energy to enjoy your weekends and get more out of them, if you like to get your sex life back, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you're dragging through, I'm just telling you, Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nasseria Health is about as good as there is in the business anywhere. And they make it so easy for you. Well, I don't want to go down to Dade County. I saw they're in Dade County. You don't have to. You can do a Zoom call in Palm Beach and Broward, any part of Dade County. Get your blood work done. They'll have them come to your house and get it done for you. It's really that easy. And get it started. And get you on a program that's safe and done the right way and monitored and policed by Dr. Alex Alonzo and his staff to make sure you're doing everything the right way and getting great results. I don't know about you. I want to enjoy the fourth quarter of life. Get more out of it, man. And I'm going to do it thanks to Nasseria Health, which by the plan has just been fantastic. Can't thank those guys enough. 786-305-6337, 786-305-6337, or go to mynasseria.com. You can learn more about Dr. Alex Alonzo and the staff and all the great programs they have at Nasseria. It's going to work for you. Tell them Joe Rowe sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.